You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's play some rattle off. Lisa, what are you going to do with your beautiful day today?
I am starting a new job, so I'm going to work.
Ooh.
That's exciting.
What are you going to be doing?
I'm a preschool teacher.
All right.
Okay.
Well, take some Tylenol before you go in. You're going to have a headache at the end of the day.
You know, if I don't, then I didn't have a successful first day. You know? This is what it is. How are you boys?
We're good.
I'm doing great.
Real good.
Yeah.
We don't have to work with preschoolers today.
No, you just have to talk to me all the time. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoy talking to our listeners every day. That's why we do these features. A lot of people think the game Rattle Off is about the game. It's not. It's just a chance to communicate with listeners. In fact, while we were talking to you, two other people dropped off the line. So we have lines open at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Fill those spots so we can have some fun.
Hey, Lisa, did you eat a ham yesterday?
You know, I did not. We actually had meatloaf because...
Oh, you're like Dom. Dom had meatloaf.
That's what we had.
Yeah. It was delicious. My fiance made it, so it was
That's great.
Edible.
Yeah, the amount of hams I saw online yesterday. It's a big day for ham. That's like the traditional Easter meal, I guess.
Yeah, it was just the two of us, so we didn't really want to get our...
Yeah, you just need a little loaf then.
I'm going to go for a little loaf. I'm going to go find out what this... Like, it's like a chili sauce kind of thing that Gretsch puts into the meatloaf. Makes it gives it a real spicy kick.
Manwich.
That sounds fabulous.
It's not.
He's going to come back and say it was manwich.
That'd be hilarious. I'm going to go figure out what that is and then maybe
there you go.
Post it or something. Lisa, you ready to play Rattle Off?
I am so ready.
All right.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. We need 5 Star Trek characters. Ooh. 5 characters from Star Trek. Really? Yes, really. Ready and go.
I got... My brain just completely shut down. Spock, Captain Kirk, you got...
Hey, you got 2. You got 2.
No.
My brain just, like, went out the window, and my parents love Star Trek, so I should know this.
Oh, that's all right. You know, and there's multiple shows these days, too. Aren't there something like, how many different Star Trek shows are there now? Like 5, 6, 14? 7?
I don't know.
Something like that?
I don't know. A lot. They have it's popular.
Show. Yeah.
They have milked to that franchise. There's no doubt. Well, Lisa,
congratulations. You guys have a fabulous day.
You as well. Congratulations on your new job.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me play, guys.
Yeah,
okay, bye.
Ya.
Bye.
Bye.
And off she goes. There's Palmer. Hello, Palmer. Welcome.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going
great.
Well. What was the highlight of your weekend, Palmer? What was the best thing about your weekend?
Oh, I bought a new car yesterday. Just a little old school Saab convertible.
Whoa.
What year?
It's an 87.
Why'd you do that?
You know, I'm 25, working a job where I'm doing van conversions and just kind of having like a quarter life crisis and just needed a little car to whip around.
Something fun, huh?
A 34-year-old car, though. Really?
I figured if it was older than me, it'd probably be a good time. And
to you, it's a classic.
It's definitely a classic. My vans are not good on gas, and so I just needed something a little smaller to cruise around town for the summer.
Well, hey,
and it's
convertible.
A convertible, too,
yeah.
So you get to
get a sunburn on your head. That'll be fun, man.
Well, I got a fedora. I got a fedora, so I'm not
going to
be
no.
Old dad mode right now.
That's great.
Well, that sounds fun.
Fedora.
Do you have a girlfriend or a significant other?
I don't.
Well, you're definitely not going to now.
Well, yeah, I didn't know if it was going to help or totally hurt the car.
No, it'll hurt.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, we're glad you called the play. Ready to give it a shot here, Rattle Off?
Absolutely.
It's brought to you by Screwball Spirits. We want to thank them. Your category in 10 seconds, Palmer. We're looking for five pieces of exercise equipment. Five different forms of exercise equipment. Ready and go.
Dumbbell, barbells, exercise bike, shoes, and exercise band. Is that five?
I always tell people shoes. Never stop at five in case we kick one out. I don't think I can give shoes. As exercise equipment. That's like gear.
If you had
maybe
said treadmill or elliptical.
Yeah.
Squat
stationary
machine.
Stationary bike.
I'm not trying to run on any of those things without shoes, though, you know?
Shoes?
Well, I know, but then is underwear exercise equipment? Is like
pants?
You know, socks?
Probably.
Is that on?
Exercise
headphones?
This is a primary lesson of why nobody should ever stop at five. I don't think we can allow shoes as being exercise equipment.
Is there a third judge there or a third party?
How dare you suggest that the Dom and Jeremy show needs some sort of outside judge?
Do we need to run down to Cool 105 or something down the hall here and grab one of their hosts?
No way. None of those. Nobody else.
We'll call Josh in. Josh is even the shoe expert. Josh, get in here.
He's a shoe guy, though. You know what he's going to say.
I know, but even he is going to say, are you kidding?
Here, Josh, get on that.
And Josh is your age, Palmer, so...
So, for me personally, I know that, and I used to work at Sports Authority before they closed down, and I worked the shoe department. There are shoes specifically for lifting weights, and I sold out of them regularly because everybody loved them so much. So, for me, I would say yes, but I'm in the minority here, I guess.
Well, you've got to be kidding me.
They're specific, like, you don't run in them, you're not supposed to really walk in them, they're specifically for lifting weights.
You're supposed to just grunt in them?
Just for the bike?
The bike shoes just for the bike.
Well, they do have those bike shoes that like clip in.
You clip
too,
in, right.
Yeah. Which are shoes. This is embarrassing for us, Dom. is embarrassing.
I'm not going to say it's embarrassing. I'm going to say it is a sign that we are benevolent overlords because I feel like now we have to give it to him.
Well, yeah.
But it's not that we're embarrassed. It's just that we're showing really, really big heart here.
You are. And you brought in the judge that agreed with me. And
yeah, but you're still wearing that goofy hat around.
Right.
Oh, it is goofy.
And your old sob.
So I kind of want to give you the prize and then take it right back.
All right. Okay. We'll say you're a winner. All right. Right now... Palmer, right now there's a good 400,000 or 500,000 people listening to this who are shaking their head saying, I can't believe you caved.
He should have said treadmill, guys. We'll be getting the emails, Palmer, so thanks for ruining our day.
Yeah, you get to drive off with your fedora and your cravat or whatever and your pipe, and we have to answer the
your
emails
monocle.
From disgruntled listeners.
I get it. I understand.
You know, a lot of ladies.
All the other people who are on hold waiting to play, and they're like, you can't give that to him.
A lot of women are going to be writing in today saying, I would never date that Palmer guy. That's what we're going to get today.
They just don't know. Mm-hmm.
They probably need special I date Palmer shoes.
Uh-huh.
What kind of special shoes do you need to date Palmer? The kind where you can run really fast.
That guy's the worst.
Oh, man. I thought you guys were merciful, and now I'm getting roasted.
Now we're beating you up a little bit, aren't we?
Yeah. Just wait till we get off the air. Wait till you hear what we say.
Hey, well, I have a little van business where we do van conversions.
So?
Right downtown. So if you guys need to come by the shop and check it out sometime.
Why in the world would we need a van conversion?
We'd need to get a van first, wouldn't we?
We have the van, too. This little it's called flipping vans. We do.
Well, now you're plugging your business.
You're already getting a prize that you didn't really earn, and now you're getting $5,000 worth of free advertising.
And vans are known for being creepy anyway.
Yeah,
vans are creepy.
Yeah.
They always have beds in them and stuff.
Help or not?
Is it called, you know, Predator vans? Is that what it's called?
No, it's flipping vans.
Oh, no,
he's doing it again!
Shut up with the van promotion.
Nice, clean, good-looking
vans. Right.
If the vans are rocking, it's probably not Palmer because he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, he puts like 10 tons of like the blocker on the windows, you know? The
tent?
The tinting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Creepy Palmer.
Hey, they're nice, though. They're nice.
I bet.
Listen,
They're nice. They're nice vans. You can
We're
going to
send you an invoice in just a second.
All right, you got it.
Listen, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can have a good laugh with Josh that you guys pulled one over on us, okay? And he'll tell you about your prize.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
See you later, Creepy Palmer.
I feel like we just got played. You know, as soon as Josh found out that this guy was only in his mid-20s, Josh is like, I'm going to come in here and take his side.
Bros. Got to look out for my bros, my boys. Spot me, Palmer. Yeah.
Shoes.
Exercise equipment.
Weight.
We need weights, treadmills, squat machine. The rowing machine.
We didn't say
those
no
weirdos on the rowing machine.
The rowing machines work, actually.
Good for the core problem.